we're relevant now. I don't mean just Gear Live, I mean bloggers as a whole. We're relevant, depending on the level of blogging you're doing. You know, we're bringing you the news faster than CNN or any newspaper in the country, any magazine in the country. By the time they get the news to you, it's outdated.
This is PodTech.net. Welcome to Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of innovative marketing leaders and examining how social media is changing marketing throughout the world. Here's your host, Jennifer Jones.
Hi, this is Jennifer Jones, and today on Marketing Voices, I have Andrew Edwards, who's CEO and editor-in-chief of a very good trend-setting magazine on the web called Gear Live. It's got about 500,000 unique viewers per month. And my feeling is that trade magazines, print trade magazines, are going to go away and become dinosaurs, and publications like Gear Live are taking over the world of trade mags. And Andrew is going to be talking to us today about his position on that, as well as just how you work with Gear Live, and also just his feeling about being a blogger, what it's like to actually the day in the life of a blogger. But then additionally, he attended the bloghouse recently at PodTech that we held at CES, which is a 24/7 community for bloggers, and he will be commenting on that as well. So with that long introduction, Andrew, welcome to Marketing Voices.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Great. Well, first, tell me about Gear Live. Give me a short description. What is Gear Live?
Well, basically, Gear Live is an online destination for people who are into technology and pop culture, really. Gear Live, it started as GearLive.com itself, which is consumer electronics, gadgets, and technology. That was back in June of 2004. And since then, it's grown to a network of about 15 sites covering topics such as, you know, electronics, video games, television, movies, food even. And more recently, in the past year, we've started doing video blogging as well. So we have our video technology show, The Bleeding Edge. We have a movie review show as well as a couple others. And actually, our show, The Bleeding Edge, which actually won the PodTech Vloggy for Best Technology Internet Show.
Right, I know. I was going to see whether you brought that up. And that's very cool, because these vloggies, there was a lot of competition. So congratulations on that.
Oh, thank
so,
you.
Where do you think that the world is going as it relates to trade magazines, the print trade pubs going away, and publications like yours becoming the thing and the trade magazine of the future?
I think it's a valid comment. I mean, I think, you know, people are ready to consume their information on the internet. They already are doing that more and more each and every day, really. And, you know, the old school style of journalism, I see, really needs a revamping. And I think what we're doing as bloggers, you know, us at Gear Live, but also bloggers in general, are really grabbing media and taking it to the next level, somewhere where traditional media isn't ready to go or isn't willing to go. We're taking it there.
So do you feel that you are actually a journalist?
I really wouldn't leave that up to me to make that decision. But, you know, people from companies that we work with certainly see us as such. At CES, you know, we had appointments with many large consumer electronics companies who contacted us because they thought that we would bring, you know, their product out to the right people as far as journalism. So, you know, we're considered journalists from the people who want coverage, certainly. Our audience is a captive one. We have, like you said, 500,000 unique viewers in a typical month. During CES month, that'll double or triple. So, you know, we have an audience. We're covering things that traditional media covers. We're just doing it, in my opinion, in a better way.
So, where is your site? Let's first get that out so people know where to find you.
Okay. Well, if you're interested in gadgets and technology, it's GearLive, GearLive.com.
So tell me about how you actually work with a company. I mean, a lot of public relations people listen to this show. I had Peter Rojas from Engadget on. I mean, what I'd like to do is hear kind of what you're targeting and then how people get in touch with you, even to the point of giving your phone number.
Okay. Well, it's really simple, really. We work with pretty much anyone who has a product that we find interesting or that we think our readers will find compelling, or that our readers tell us is compelling. In order to get a hold of us, pretty much we have a contact form on Gear Live itself, so people could, you know, use the contact form and send us information. People email me press releases all the time. But really, I think that's also an old-school way of doing things. A press release generally sounds like a sales pitch. And really, you know, we want something more than that from PR firms.
So what do you want from PR firms?
What I want is, you know, I want a personal approach. You know, give me, I understand there, you know, there's thousands of outlets out there that they need to get their message to. But, you know, there are some PR firms. Edelman, for example, that we work with, or Samsung's PR firm, or even Wagner Edstrom, who, when they contact me, it's actually a personal contact. It's not a form letter that I can tell is being distributed to thousands of people at once. But it actually references, like, hey, last time we chat, we talked about such and such, and here's something I think you might be interested for your readers. So it's a more personal approach, and it you know, obviously that gets my attention more than something that is just a generalized form letter. So, you know, and also just make things interesting. Like, we get news tips from PR firms all the time that are really just press releases. They're not giving us anything, you know, interesting or new. You know, so I would say, at least for us, you know, give us a little bit more information, a more personal approach. Why is it applicable to our readers versus, you know, the readers in Newsweek or, you know, any other magazine or news show, for example.
So so you have no problem giving out your phone number for the marketing professionals that are listening?
No, why not? You can they can reach me at 206-330-2211. That is Pacific Coast, so please be mindful of that. Otherwise, feel free to give me a call.
So in terms of you're being a blogger and you're doing this blogging and you attended PodTech and Seagate's Bloghouse last week at CES,
yes,
which again was a 24/7 community gathering of bloggers specifically. It did, I have to say, not giving a sales pitch here for PodTech, but it was enormously successful. Literally all the bloggers, the who's who of blogging were there. How did you look at that Bloghouse and why it was so successful for you? Don't get into too much nitty-gritty, but just give me the highlights.
Okay, well, for us personally, you mean?
And also for other bloggers you talk to.
Okay, well, I mean, for us, I think it may have been a bit more important than it might have been for anyone else, because our goal at CES this year was to do between 80 and 100 video episodes from CES for the show, for our show, The Bleeding Edge. So beforehand, we knew that our hotel, which was the Paris Hotel, had internet which you had to pay for, and that kind of made me happy, because I knew if you had to pay for it, it would be less likely that everyone was using it, versus a hotel we used at E3, which was free, and that was just horrible. So we went there expecting to pay for internet, and also we had our EVDO cards in our laptops, and we thought that would be enough bandwidth to push out these 80 to 100 videos over a 6-day time frame. When we got there, that was anything but the case. It took us overnight just to get 3 or 4 videos up, and at that point, we were kind of dejected, wondering what we were going to do, because we had a goal and there was no way we were going to be able to meet it with the bandwidth provided us. And we heard of the Bloghouse. Scoble invited us over a couple weeks before by email. I just thought it was going to be a meetup, you know, place where people can hang out and chat, and, you know, I didn't really think it would be a work environment. But when we got there and just saw the amazing bandwidth that was available, I mean, you know, uploading at speeds I'd never uploaded at before in my life anywhere. And knowing it was 24 hours, we kind of made that our base station, and actually kept someone there the entire time, you know, except for sleeping at night. We always had someone in the Bloghouse. I think we actually used it more than any other company or blogger.
Yeah, no, you did. That's actually one of the reasons I'm interviewing you today is because you were sort of nominated as the ones who used it the most, and that's why I thought it would be helpful for people to hear how a blogger actually reacted to it, because that's the intent. A lot of our companies want to know about this blog house. So.
Oh yeah, to put it bluntly, there would be no way we would have met our goal if there was no blog house. I mean, that's just a fact.
And so that helped a lot of the companies that also you were working with, you know, get their videos out, because ultimately they could put videos out on the web as well.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I mean, we were interviewing people, you know, left and right, and we surpassed our goal. I think we got up to between 120 and 150 videos recorded. And, you know, during CES at the Bloghouse, we got about 100 of those uploaded thanks to the Bloghouse. I mean, without it, there would be no way. We would have gotten maybe 20 or 30 up, and it would have been a horrible disaster.
So back to my first question about the medium in itself, about this trade pub and all that. I mean, it seems like that's really the way everybody's got to think of going, that's in your business, that's really producing a very focused online publication, and that instead of just a print publication that is, you know, it's got to be put out every month. This thing is real time and video, and it really matters.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it matters a lot. I mean, according to Google, it matters, because you'll find us at on the first page or at the top of quite a few keywords in this technology space. We're relevant now. I don't mean just Gear Live. I mean bloggers as a whole. We're relevant. Depending on the level of blogging you're doing, you know, we're bringing you the news faster than CNN or any newspaper in the country, any magazine in the country. By the time they get the news to you, it's outdated. You know, because outdated even has a new standard now. If it's more than 48 hours old, it's outdated.
Right.
So, you know, we're at CES, and we're bringing you coverage live. We'll be sitting at a keynote, and we're actually bringing you the coverage as it happens, publishing multiple times during that keynote. And Gadget, you know, they're a great example. They have, you know, a crew of 20 to 30 people at CES. Anytime there's a press conference, they have someone there live blogging it, and everybody else around them in the traditional media has a notepad out. They're actually taking physical notes that they'll reference later as they type their article, you know, for publication or to go on air later that evening.
Right.
So, you know, how do you want to consume your news? You know, do you want it later after, you know, things have, you know, died down, or do you want it when it's hot and as it's happening? I mean, there's no way to get your news faster than as it's happening, as it's being spoken, you're hearing it, even though you're not there.
Right.
And that was our goal. We wanted to bring CES, you know, out to the people who couldn't be there and make them feel as if they were there.
Right. Right. And I think you really accomplished your goal. So, Andrew, I really thank you for being on the podcast. I've been talking to Andrew Edwards, who's CEO and editor in chief of Gear Live. And Andrew, I'll let you give that your URL again so that everyone can get to it.
Certainly. Just head to www.gearlive.com and check it out. Let us know what you think. If you're interested in video, head to bleedingedgetv.com, and you can see all our video podcasts there.
And his phone number again is 206-330-2211. And this has been Andrew Edwards. So, Andrew, thank you for joining me in Marketing Voices.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and to all the listeners, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices.